Hello, this is Kate Magic and you're listening to the Raw Living Podcast. Raw Living is Europe's leading raw foods and superfood supplier. I founded the company in 2002. And in this interview series, I talk to some of the people behind the companies that we offer on our shop to find out more about what they do. What is the ethos behind the company, and particularly not just the processing in the products, like the ingredients they use and how they put everything together, but also how do they show respect for the environment? How do they treat their workers? Most companies in this industry put a huge amount of integrity and dedication into providing products that are really benefiting the people and the planet. So I wanted to provide insights into that. When you're shopping with these companies, you're not just investing in your health, you're investing in a better world for us all. Today my guest is Mike Wakeman of Nubria, which is a brand new supplement company. They've created a really innovative range of supplements using botanicals and vitamins and minerals. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, good to speak to you.
So we met super briefly at the end of the, I think it was the Natural Products Trade Show.
It was, yes.
Your team was the last people I met, and I was just so impressed because it was the end of the show. I don't know if our listeners have ever been to those trade shows, but they're pretty exhausting, and by the end, everyone's really flagging. And your team are just still really bright and alert. And I was like, okay.
No, they are. They're a good team. I really enjoy working with them. Yeah, they're very enthusiastic and very committed to the business. So that's good.
I think it's also that they're taking your products. I think there's...
I would say that's definitely the case, yes.
So do you want to introduce us to Nubria and what you do?
Yeah, so basically Nubria is a relative newcomer to this marketplace. It was set up by a guy called Johnny Kennedy, who was a professional rugby player and got to an international sort of level. Unfortunately, his career was curtailed by repeated concussions. So at the age of 21, having sort of travelled down to Australia and become a professional down there, he had to terminate his career because of the concussion. So obviously there's a significant interest in terms of brain health from a personal perspective. So Johnny set up the company a couple of years ago. 18 months ago, the company was set up, and we've developed a range of products specifically for brain health. So looking at different types of categories. So we're looking at things like memory enhancement. We're looking at things like mood. We're looking at things like energy. We're looking at things like sleep, and also products that can help, nootropic products that can help people to focus in their sort of day-to-day working environment. So professional people such as yourself who want to be at the top of their game, basically.
Could you just use the word nootropic, which is a word I love, but could you explain it in case people aren't familiar with that?
Yeah, so basically nootropics are compounds that have a beneficial effect on the brain. So there was a lot of sort of research in the 50s in terms of compounds that might have a beneficial effect, especially with people who've had things like stroke. And certainly a lot of that research was carried out in the old sort of communist bloc area. And they developed some natural remedies for brain health, and clearly there's a strong Ayurvedic sort of interest in brain as well. So compounds such as ashwagandha have been used for many, many years now in terms of their benefits to brain health. So they're compounds that have a beneficial effect in one way or another on the brain. So as I say, things like ginkgo biloba obviously have been used to enhance memory. There's all sorts of products that have been used over the years to either give energy. For example, we've got guarana as a source of caffeine in our energy product, along with B vitamins. So they're all compounds that basically have a beneficial effect on brain health.
So do you want to talk us through the different products in the range?
Yeah, so basically, as I said, we developed a range of seven products. We've got krill oil as the source of omega-3, because obviously omega-3s are particularly beneficial in brain health. And in order to get an effective dose, it wasn't possible to sort of mix the ingredients that we wanted to put together, the botanicals and the vitamins and minerals that we wanted to put together in the formulations, and get an effective dose of omega-3. So we have the omega-3 product separate. So within each product, we've got a range of vitamins and minerals, all at the sorts of levels that enable us to make health claims around the vitamins and minerals. And that's important because a lot of people obviously are deficient in terms of the, not people who read your books, I should hasten to add, but people who sort of don't have as healthy a diet and lifestyle as you would recommend, seem to be deficient in vitamins and minerals. I mean, you only need to look at women, for example. And if you look at the levels of deficiency or the levels of suboptimal intakes of things like B12, it's about 12% of women have an intake below the lower reference intake. 11% have a low intake of magnesium, and these are all beneficial in terms of the development of and the health of the brain. So we believe it's important to have a good blend of multivitamins and minerals as a basis for the products.
I thought it was a lot higher than that. I thought it was about 80% of vegetarians don't have enough B12.
Oh, yes, that's right. I was just talking about sort of generally in the population at large. Mm. So a lot of those vitamins and minerals have been demonstrated to be beneficial in terms of brain health and helping the brain to function properly. So we believed it was important to have those in there as a base formulation. And wherever possible, we've used the sort of most highly bioavailable form. So we've used mineral chelates, for example, wherever we can. And we've used things like pyridoxal 5-phosphate as a source of vitamin B6, activated folate and methyl cobalamin. So we've tried to use quality ingredients that we know are going to deliver the sorts of levels of bioavailability that are going to be the highest for the products. And then within each product, we've got a botanical complex, which basically addresses the individual needs of the consumer, dependent upon what they're taking the product for. So, for example, the product that's for memory is called Spark, and that contains things like the 22 essential vitamins and minerals. It's also got things like bacopa and ashwagandha that I've already mentioned, and then traditional ingredients such as rosemary and sage, along with ginkgo biloba and turmeric. And then we've also got in there a compound called cognosin, which is citicoline. And this was one of those compounds that I mentioned earlier that was heavily researched in the sort of old communist bloc countries in the 1950s and 1960s. And they found beneficial effects in terms of giving citicoline to people who'd had sort of brain traumas. And I think there's been something like 6,000 or 8,000 people in terms of clinical trials, which have been published, and there are quite a few meta-analyses and reviews that suggest that that's a beneficial ingredient in terms of delivering health to the brain, basically, and helping people to remember things better. Then we've got the Drift product, which is for sleep, and that contains magnesium, because magnesium's been shown to be beneficial in terms of helping people to relax. It's got vitamin D and folic acid in there as well. And then the botanical complex contains hops and lemon balm and chamomile and saffron. The reason we put saffron in there is because, as you know, it's a very potent sort of antidepressant, and a lot of people do have problems in terms of sleeping because of anxiety and depression. So we put something in there to help to sort of elevate mood as well. And we've also got tryptophan in there as well, the maximum dose that's permitted in the UK. And as you know, tryptophan is a precursor to melatonin. So that helps to sort of induce a good night's sleep and relaxation. And in fact, we're about to start in, I think, September time, a trial on Drift to establish its efficacy in to help people to sleep. Then we've got Edge that you mentioned.
So I wonder, would you mind, because I, of course, understand what you mean, but this is the kind of questions people ask me all the time, is can you explain to people, when you say tryptophan is the precursor to melatonin, could you explain what that actually means?
Yeah, sure. So tryptophan is a precursor to melatonin, and melatonin is the compound that's produced in your brain. It's its formation is sort of stimulated by darkness. So it's basically the sleep hormone that's released in your brain that helps you to go to sleep. Tryptophan is the precursor of melatonin, so it helps the brain to produce melatonin, which should induce a better night's sleep, basically.
And tryptophan is commonly found in foods?
It's an amino acid, it's commonly found in certain foods, yes, but its main sort of role is, as I say, in the brain, is a precursor to serotonin, which is then metabolized into melatonin.
Brilliant.
Okay, and then the next product in the range, as you mentioned, is Edge, which is for to enhance performance of sort of highly performing individuals. So that's got, again, the blend of 22 vitamins and minerals and cognizin in there as well, the citicoline. We've also got lutein and zeaxanthin in there, because many people who are operating in this sort of area sit and look at a computer screen all day, and the blue light can damage the eyes. So lutein and zeaxanthin have been shown to protect the eyes against blue light. And then the botanical complex that we've got in there is ashwagandha and bacopa again. We've also got rhodiola, because rhodiola has been demonstrated to provide energy for people. We've got ginkgo again in there to help the memory, and then there's rosemary and sage, and there's also some blueberry extract in there as well, because blueberry has been shown to be particularly highly rich in polyphenols, and polyphenols are the compounds that are found in all berries, and there's some evidence to demonstrate that it's the polyphenols in the berries that have a beneficial effect, both in terms of protecting the eyes as antioxidants, but also in terms of helping to protect the brain as an antioxidant as well. We've also got a product for mood, as I said, and that again is the same sort of base of vitamins and minerals along with cognizin, and we've also got rhodiola, ashwagandha and saffron and curcumin, because those are the sorts of botanicals that seem to have a beneficial effect in terms of helping to elevate mood. There's also obviously a high dose of vitamin D in there as well.
Which one's that, sorry?
Saffron.
What's the name?
There's some really good data in double-blind placebo-controlled trials that demonstrate that saffron has a beneficial effect in improving mood.
What's the name of that one?
Oh, sorry. That's Shine.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we've got the product that I mentioned as well for energy, which contains guarana and cocoa extract, and it's got four ginsengs in. So it's got Korean ginseng, Siberian ginseng, American ginseng, and Peruvian ginseng. That was a product that I developed for a professional rugby team, in fact, because they, as you know, a lot of sports people take a lot of caffeine. And one of the things that happens if you take a lot of caffeine is that your heart starts pounding and you get the jitters, and they wanted something that would have the same sort of stimulant effect that they were getting from the caffeine, but without those sort of side effects associated with caffeine. And I developed this for them, and they really loved it. And in fact, Johnny's connection still with the international rugby community, there are quite a few of his ex-colleagues who are taking the energy product, and as well they're taking the sleep product as well, the Drift product. So that's that. We've got a gamer product, because obviously, which is called Zone, And that's
just to be clear. So the energy product is charge.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Then we've got the gaming product, which is called Zone, which again has got things like the vitamins and minerals in, the lutein and zeaxanthin, again because of the amount of blue light that the players are exposed to, and then there's cognacin and things like blueberry extract, ginkgo and pycnogenol, and there's also things like in Zone as well, there's also some tyrosine in there as well, because tyrosine's been shown to enhance attention switching. And if you think that a lot of these people who sit in front of a computer playing games, they need to be able to switch their attention very quickly from sort of one focus to another, and there's some reasonably good data that demonstrates that that tyrosine has a beneficial effect in that respect. So I've sort of developed all of the products. And if you go on the website, on the Newbrew website, every single ingredient has got a scientific monograph attached to it. And there's something like 29 of these monographs explaining the benefits of all of the ingredients in terms of brain health. It's all fully referenced. I think there's something like 1,000 references in the database there. So as I say, the products were all developed initially by myself, but we then have a scientific advisory board. So we've got two professors in the US who are heavily involved in brain research and also sports research, and also they're experts in polyphenols. We've also got a PhD graduate in neuroscience from Cambridge, who has worked alongside Barbara Sahakian and written a book with her about brain health. We've also, so that the two professors are Professor David Neiman from Appalachian State University. And we've also got Marianne Lila from the Northern Carolina State University. And she's a professor as well. So we've got some high-powered sort of advisory credentials in terms of the people working alongside myself to develop the products, to make sure that the doses that we put in there are efficacious and to the best of our ability, producing products that we believe are going to work. We've also got a GP from the UK who's on the advisory board as well, and an esports broadcaster who has got a medical degree from the University of Sheffield as well. So he's sort of advising us on the Zone product. So we believe that we've got a well-researched portfolio of products, but also with some people with some high quality scientific credentials to back up the research that we've done in terms of the individual ingredients.
I'm sure a lot of people are listening and thinking, well, I need them all.
the idea has been that in theory someone could take them all. So you wouldn't have excessive doses of anything, basically. But I suspect that most people won't, you know, need them all. So, as I say, the rugby players, for example, take the charge and the drift because they want the sort of stimulus from the energy provision from the charge. And then they are all very aware of how important a good night's sleep is, you know, in terms of maximizing their performance. But some people do take more than one product, dependent upon what the specific need is that they have at the time. So, you know, some people do take the Edge as well as the Drift, as well as the Charge. So they've got high levels of energy. They can focus. They can perform at their maximum in whatever task they're doing. And then they can get a good night's sleep as well. One of the things that we do in all of the products, as I'm sure you've seen, is that we put a lifestyle guide in there as well. Because we very much believe that it isn't just about popping pills. It's about a holistic approach to whatever the problem is that you've got. So, for example, in the Drift, there's a lifestyle guide about sleep hygiene. You know, the things that you can do to help you to get to sleep alongside taking Drift. And every other product within the portfolio has got a leaflet similarly written to address the specific needs of the particular user.
Brilliant. And it's lovely packaging as well.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing that everybody really loves about it, is the fact that the packaging is very different from most other products. They're in blisters, but they're in a really nice sort of card package, which is very different from the types of products that you see on the shelves in most retail outlets. And they've been, I do have, you know, the design of the products in terms of the artwork as well. When you look at the box, it's clearly identifiable what the specific use is likely to be. There are icons to the right-hand top corner that suggest what it might be. So, for example, with the spark, there's an icon for memory. And for all of them, there's those sort of icons. So with a charge, there's an energy symbol on the top right-hand corner. So it really does sort of direct the consumer to help them to identify what the specific use for that particular product is.
So do you want to tell us more about the company? Are you saying that you were involved with wind farms, you were telling me?
Yes, so basically part of the company is within the company. So Johnny Kennedy, who's the MD of Nubria, is also MD of another company within the group, which is a wind farm at Little Wraith, which is up in Fife in Scotland. And so that really means that we're an energy neutral company. The wind farm produces enough electricity to power 14,000 houses. Wow. So we are energy neutral. And also within the group, we've got a charitable foundation as well that provides assistance and funds for underprivileged children. So it's a broad church of a company in terms of various divisions, a lot of which are sort of either beneficial to the environment or beneficial to underprivileged individuals.
And what's your personal regime? What do you take? What are your favourites?
I have to say, it depends. I don't have problems sleeping, but I do take the Spark Edge rather, to enhance the enhance performance and support my concentration and cognitive function. And you know, I do sit in front of the computer for long hours as well. So the lutein and zeaxanthin that's in there really do help to sort of protect my vision as well, because I also do a lot of reading, because I do so much research in clinical papers and things like that. My background is, I'm a pharmacist, but I've got a master's in nutritional medicine. So I actually started on the dark side, as many people choose to call it, before I moved into the nutritional supplement industry. And my first sort of engagement in it was with essential fatty acids, working alongside Professor David Horobin. And we were also very fortunate to have the Nobel laureate, Sir James Black, as part of the board working on the research that we were doing. So, you know, with credentials of people like that, it's a really nice entry point to move from pharmaceuticals into natural products. And in fact, we got some of the products that we were researching licensed as prescription medicines. So that was a really big achievement. I think it was one of the first times that, you know, natural products has actually been licensed as medicines for clinical indications.
Amazing. Well, yeah, I'm a big fan of Edge, and I'm looking forward to working my way. Thank you so much for your time today.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you very much for your support and for taking Edge. And I look forward to hearing your feedback on any other products that you might choose to take. Thanks very much, Kate.
Thank you for listening. You can check out the products we've been talking about by visiting rawliving.eu. If you haven't got an account already, sign up for an account. You get £5 off your first order. And you can also hear more of my interviews over on katemagic.com. please subscribe and rate the podcast. It really helps. And yeah, thank you. See you next time.